Hello, Year 8, it's Mr. Longridge here. Today I'm going to talk to you about what it's like to study design technology, GCSE, at Hetman White Grammar School. As many of you will know, there's a choice of the three DT subjects. So the first design technology subject that you may choose is food preparation and nutrition, where you'll design and make a variety of different food-based products. Secondly, we've got design and technology graphic design, which is designing and making products predominantly on a computer that you then print off and assemble into 3D ideas. And the alternative to design technology graphics is design and technology resistant materials, which is actually the same design technology GCSE. However, you'd focus on a different material area, and the resistant materials projects focus predominantly on woods, metals and plastics. Now, I'm saying that with a hint of care when I talk about graphics and resistant materials, because really it is the same GCSE, right? The qualification you'd get at the end is exactly the same. However, at Hetman White Grammar School, we split it into two key areas. We really do this for timetabling, so that one group of students would be timetabled into a graphics room, which is probably B005, which is the big graphics room. We've got lots of computers. We've got four 3D printers. We've got the milling machine. We've got the large format plotter cutter. We've got the T-shirt vinyl making machines there. So graphics is in that workshop. And then resistant materials is probably in B006, which is the room next door. And in that room, you've got all the workshop materials like the Hegners, the pillar drills, the lathe, the laser cutter, and the band facer, all the other tools that all the other hand tools. But really, the big difference is just the rooming, because for both of them, you can in theory do either of them. So imagine you start a project in year 11, and you're a graphic student, and you'd like to use the laser cutter. Well, there's no problem there. You just go through into the other room and work on the laser cutter. You may have to come back and do that in your own time, because depending on who the classes are timetabled against, the room may be being used by another group. But it should give you the opportunity to have that flexibility. And likewise, if you're a resistant material student, so imagine you choose to do RM now, and you're in a workshop, but you'd like to make some packaging. So you'd like to design it on Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop and print that off. You could come through into the DT graphics room, design and make that, and then print it, assemble it in graphics, and take it back through into the RM room. So with both of the design technology GCSEs, so the DT graphic design and DT resistant materials, they're the same GCSE. All we're looking at here is being in a different materials area. So the three design technologies, just to recap, you've got food technology, which is food preparation and nutrition, GCSE. They follow the AQA exam board. We then have design and technology, which follows the OCR exam board, but that design technology is split into either graphics or resistant materials. For each of the three DTs, they all have 50% coursework and 50% examination. So it's a fantastic subject for anybody that wants to work continually well throughout the year, working on controlled assessment, getting the points, as you're doing it, and those grades stick with you, so that when you go into the exam, you'll have half of the grades coming from the exam. And it provides our students with the opportunity to essentially bank grades, so you've got a great piece of coursework behind you, you've got a very, very strong grade in your coursework, and then you've got the opportunity to get even better by doing really well in your exam. So that's just to summarise the key differences between the three subjects. In each of them, you'll be working with the materials in that specific area to design and make products in response to a brief. So it's either a brief of a target user, so somebody that you work with, or a specific group of target users, so perhaps someone with specific dietary requirements in food that would allow you to do that. If there are any other questions, please speak to your DT teachers. You can only choose one design technology subject, so although we offer these three different subjects, it is important that you just choose one. So I hope that makes sense to you. Good luck making your options, and please enjoy listening to the teachers talking about their specific subject areas.